Hello everyone, this is Antonis from DjangoDeployment.com. It's 5 April 2017 and I am at the European Django Conference in Florence. I am sitting with Andrew Godwin, who is a Django core developer, mostly known as the creator of migrations and now Django channels. And we are going to have a little chat about deployment. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, it's lovely to talk to you.
Thanks. Some years ago, you tried to create a deployment service which was called DPIO. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Of course. So, as a bit of background history, we're talking quite a few years ago now when Heroku was just for Ruby at the time. And so I was sitting in a DjangoCon US, in fact, and me and a friend had the idea to why not do Heroku for Python, which of course was an idea common to several startups at that time. But we took on the challenge of making a platform as a service, which is what Heroku of course is. It was, I think, 2 or 3 years from start to end of that project. It was quite difficult. And eventually we sort of just shut it down gradually. The company itself moved into a project then called Orchard, which then later got sold onto Docker Inc. So it still had a history through that time, but I left it around 4 years ago.
One question I've been having about deployment, because I have started a blog and a book about the deployment, and I see that people are really interested. So I asked my readers, why do you care when you can just press a button in Heroku and get your application deployed? I've got a number of answers, but I'd like to have your viewpoint.
So that's a very interesting and common question, of course. And I have a couple of different viewpoints. The first one, of course, for me is cost, ultimately. Heroku is very expensive for what they give you in terms of resources. Obviously, the value add there is in terms of management and time saving and wages. But in general, I would say that as somebody who's experienced with deployment, I can do that. Like, that is in my range. I don't need to spend too much for it. And the other part is customization. Heroku, I would say, is very good for a small or medium-sized website where you fit into the common pattern. But as you grow, you inevitably become more specialized. You require different kinds of routing or network or storage. And that's the point where I think that something like Heroku really strains to make everything work. You can't have one pattern that works for every big site. Now, would I recommend it for a small site? Absolutely. Would I run it? No. But that's a very different things.
I think that services like Heroku, maybe the DivIO cloud also, they treat deployment as a black box. That is essentially their purpose, to make deployment simpler for you. So you're not supposed to know anything about it. But do things eventually go wrong? And when things go wrong, is it useful to have knowledge of the mechanics of deployment in order to fix things? Or is it mature enough? Is it a matter of maturity?
So it's not just maturity, it's also about how well you are equipped to deal with those problems. Having a full knowledge of the system is not useful if you don't have the resources to fix that system. You're just know about your own failure rather than not knowing about your failure. It is in some cases better to know of a failure and be able to fix it, but doing that requires a lot of expertise that is hard to find. Like, good operations people are very, very thin on the ground in almost every part of the world. So it really depends, like, is it worth it to you to know how to fix the black box, or can you take the failure? And so, like, one good example that isn't about deployment is something like a database. Like, if your, say, your MySQL, your Postgres fails, it's technically open source. You could, in theory, go and fix it, but in all likelihood, you do not have the knowledge or the ability to fix a problem in Postgres. And so that is, you know, it's not just about if it's technically closed. It's also about if it's, like, just by the nature of its complexity, closed to you. If I made you a system that was fully open and gave you that system with all the SSH keys and everything, but you didn't know how it worked, it's still effectively a black box, but now it's a black box with no support contract. And so in a lot of cases, it's best to have a black box with a support contract than something you sort of half know yourself.
Okay. people compare Django deployment to PHP deployment because PHP has a fame for easy deployment. You just throw your files in a directory and it just works. Is there any fundamental reason why Django has to be harder? A related question is PHP deployment really simpler or is it deceptive to think that you can just throw your files in a directory and that's it?
So there's two parts of that question. So the first one I'll address is it really simpler? And the answer is, for a small project, yes. PHP has the unenviable ability to literally just take a directory, put a file in there, and you're off. And for that reason, you know, I came into development, web development, from PHP. I have my problems with it as a language, but I still respect the ease of use of it. But the problem is that simplicity quickly becomes irrelevant as you get bigger and bigger. And one of the downsides of PHP can often be, yes, it is a directory, and so you have to sort of start hiding the files, having HD access files, at least in the olden days. Like, there's a few more security issues. How it relates to Python and Django, it's just having standards. Before the advent of WSGI, and when I started doing Django, WSGI was, it was there, but very new. It was much harder. You had to sort of find a custom web server and wrangle with it, and it wasn't particularly great. So we have come a long way in having a standard where you can pick any one of, like, UWSGI, ModWSGI, GUnicorn, a number of other servers, plug any Python application into them, and away you go. It is more difficult, but it's only very marginally more difficult. And ultimately, I think what I see the difference is, with PHP, you can drag and drop files in an interface. With Django, you have to have some command line access. And I think for some people, just the presence of a command line makes it seem more difficult. It may not be more difficult, but it makes it seem more difficult. I think that's ultimately the sticking point some people have.
One example I've been thinking about, that a very simple one, is that when you deploy, you also need to set up the email settings so that it can email you in case of an error. And for people who have no experience in deployment, this is also something that they have to learn. So you have to do this in PHP also, I guess.
Of course you do. The difference there being that PHP is not set up to email you about errors by default. If you configure it correctly, it will just show a 500 page. If you do it incorrectly, as if you leave debug on in Django, it will show you a full traceback and all those wonderful variables and things exposed in there. So it's more a case of out of the box, Django is looking for an email address to send emails errors to. And in a way, that might be outdated by itself. You know, for example, I use something like Sentry more often than emails. My email inbox is already full enough, but it's just sort of the default, so the way it arrives. And like, you install Django, you open that settings file, and there's like 40 different things that you're like, oh, do I need this? Do I fill it in? And one of those is the email address.
Okay, this is everything. So thank you, Andrew, and thanks everyone for listening.